ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, entitled The Narayana Kavacha Shield, verse number 20. Mam Keshavo Gadaya Pradaravyat. गोविंद आसंग मात वेणु नारायण प्राहन उदात शक्तिर् मध्यं दिने विष्णुर अरविंद अरीन्द्रवाणी माम केशवो गदया प्रादरव्यात् गोविंद आसंगवमात वेणु नारायण प्राण उदात शक्ति मध्यं दिने विष्णुर अरीन्द्र पाणि मां केशवो गदया प्रादरव्यात् गोविंद आसंगवमात वेणु नारायण प्राण उदात शक्ति मध्यं दिने विष्णुररीन्द्र पाणि वर्ड टू ट्रांसलेशन माम मी केशवः लॉर्ड केशव गदया बाहिस क्लब प्रातः इन द मॉर्निंग अवर्स अव्यात् मे ही प्रोटेक्ट गोविंदः लॉर्ड गोविंद Asangavam, during the second part of the day, Atavenuhu, holding his flute, Narayanaha, Lord Narayana with four hands, Prahnaha, during the third part of the day, Udatta Shaktihi, controlling different types of potencies. Madhyam dine, during the fourth part of the day, Vishnuhu, Lord Vishnu, Arindra Panihi, bearing the disc in his hand to kill the enemies. Translation, may Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day, and may Govinda, who is always engaged in playing his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayana, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day. And may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. According to Vedic astronomical calculations, day and night are each divided into 30 ghatikas, 24 minutes. Instead of 12 hours, generally each day and each night is divided into 6 parts consisting of 5 ghatikas. In each of these 6 portions of the day and night, the Lord may be addressed for protection according to different names. Lord Keshava, the proprietor of the holy place of Madhura, is the Lord of the first portion of the day. And Govinda, the Lord of Vrindavan, is the master of the second portion. It's So we will continue reading few verses. Devo parahne madho gradhanva sayam tridhama vadumadhavo mam doshe hrishikesha udahruta ratre nishita eko vadupatmanabha. May Lord Madhusudana, who carries a bow very fearful for the demons, protect me during the fifth part of the day. In the evening, may Lord Madhava, appearing as Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara, protect me. And in the beginning of night, may Lord Hrishikesha protect me. At the end of the night, in the second and third parts of the night, may Lord Padmanabha alone protect me. Verse 22. Srivatsa dhama pararatra isha pratyusha isho sidharo janardana damodaravyad anusandhya prabhade viveshwaro bhagavan kalamurtihi. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the Srivatsa on his chest, protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardana, who carries a sword in his hand, protect me at the end of the night during the last four ghatikas of the night. May Lord Damodara protect me in the early morning, and may Lord Vishveshwara protect me during the junction of day and night. Verse 23. Chakram yuganta nalatikmanemi brahma samanta bhagavat prayuktam dandagdi dandagdi arishyanyam asau kangsham yathavada sakho hutasha. Set into motion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and wandering in all the four directions, the disc of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has sharp edges as destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. As a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes, with the assistance of the breeze, may Sudarshan Chakra burn our enemies to ashes. Verse 24. Gadeshani sparshana vispulinge nishpindi nishpindyajita priyasi kushmandavainayaga yaksharaksho bhuta graham churnaya churnayarin. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant. Therefore, kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kushmandas, Vainayakas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas and Grahas. Please pulverize them. Verse 25. Tomya tudhana pramatha preta madhrir Pishaja vipra graha ghora drishtin da darendra vidra vaya krishna purito bhishma sonorer hridayani kampayan. O best of conscience, O panchachanya, in the hand of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a fearful sound vibration that causes trembling in the hearts of enemies like the Rakshasas, Pramadha, ghosts, Pretas, Matas, Pishachas and Brahmana ghosts with fearful eyes. 26. Tvam tikmadhara sivarasi sainyam isha prayukto mama chindi chindi Chakshumsi charman chalachandra chadaya vidvamsa ghonam hararupa chakshum. O king of sharp-edged swords, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Please cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please cut them to pieces. O shield marked with 100 brilliant moon-like circles, please cover the eyes of the sinful enemies. Pluck out their sinful eyes. Verses 27 and 28. Yenno bhayam grehebhyo bhut kedubhyo nrubhya evacha sharir sprephyo damstrephyo bhudebhyo amhahophyo evacha sarvani etani bhagavan namarupanukirtanat prayantu sankshanyam sadyo yena shreya pratipakaha. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions and animals like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from ghosts and material elements like earth, water, fire and air. And may it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Verse 29. Garudo Bhagavan Stotra Stobha Chandamayo Prabhu Yakshatva Yachesha Krichrebhyo Vishwakshena Sarnamabhi. Lord Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is the most worshipable Lord, for he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is the personified Vedas and is worshipped by selected verses. May he protect us from all dangerous conditions. And may Lord Vikshuksena and the Personality of Godhead also protect us from all dangers of his holy names. So the last verse we are going to read, this is a short purport, verse 30.
Sarvabhyo harernama rupayanyurdhanina buddhindriya mana pranan pantu parsha parshada bhushanaha.
May the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy name, his transcendental form, his carriers and all the weapons decorating him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind and life air from all dangers. Purport. There are various associates of the Transcendental Personality of Godhead, and his weapons and carriers are all among them. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, bow, club, disc and everything decorating the personal body of the Lord are spiritual living force. Therefore, the Lord is called Advaitjnana, indicating that there is no difference between him and his name, form, qualities, weapons and so on. Anything pertaining to him is in the same category of spiritual existence. They are all engaged in the service of the Lord in varieties of spiritual forms.
Om Jnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rekunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanyatamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. സപ്തകാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗി രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ വാഞ്ചകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യേ ഏവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. നമോ വിഷ്ണു പാദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേഷ്ഠായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ. നമസ്തേ സാരസ്വതേ ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ. ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാർ ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഭൂതൈർമഹാദ്ഭിർയ ഇമാ പുരോ വിഭൂ നിർമായ ശേതേ യദമൂഷ പുരുഷ ഭുങ്ക്തേ ഗുണാൻ ഷോഡശ ഷോഡഗാസ്മക സോലങ്കൃശീഷ്ഠ ഭഗവാൻ വചാംസി മേ.
ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വി റെഡ് അബൌട്ട് 11 വേഴ്സസ് ആൻഡ് വി ഹാവ് ഷോർട്ട് പർപോർട്സ്. However, these verses are very amazing because we can see that the Lord in different forms with different names can protect us during the different parts of both day and night. And here in this Narayana Kavacha, Kavacha means shield, is giving the prayers that protects anyone from all different kinds of dangers by different names of the Lord. So here we can see so many details about it. And it was interesting, just I was reading about Garuda. Garuda is very powerful and he is worshipped by even selected verses. Garuda is very interesting because it is mentioned he is the carrier of the Lord, and it is mentioned that when he flaps his wings, Vedic mantras comes out. So this is the power of Garuda. Similarly, we can see the power of everyone. Sudarshan Chakra, Lord's paraphernalia, very powerful. Because disc, chakra and gada are for enemies. And conch and lotus flower are for the devotees. Like that, everything has meaning when they are connected to Krishna. And they are personal paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord. And that's why Srila Prabhupada very amazingly points out about this Advaya Jnana, which we will discuss today. Because that is the thrust of today's purport, even though very short. In Krishna consciousness, we are in fact dealing with a conundrum, a puzzle. Because everything about Krishna is Advaya, as it is mentioned here. Specifically pointing out about his paraphernalia, his about, his associate. Everything is Advaya. They are non-different from the Lord. So whatever we heard, nothing is different from the Supreme Lord. His dress, his weapons, everything is same as the Lord. And his about, everything is same as the Lord. Same as the Lord. Similarly, Krishna is present everywhere. In the spiritual world, in the material world. He is there everywhere.
Every atom.
Every atom. Then he is present everywhere as a super soul. Also, he is permeating everywhere through his energies. So in that sense, everything is Krishna. That is one way of looking at it. Everything is Krishna. But at the same time, we are seeking protection from the Lord. We can see this elaborate verses very specifically telling each and every ghatikas, 24 minutes and a combination of 24 minutes, which Lord is going to protect us and which names to chant both day and night. So even though
we are completely situated in Krishna's energies and the Lord is present everywhere. Still, we are seeking protection all the time, or we have to seek protection all the time. Why? Because there is another energy of the Lord which is acting all the time. And that is the illusory energy. So, not in the spiritual world, but here, the illusory energy is acting everywhere. Because the trigunas, there are many forms of the illusory energies. One is gunamaya, that is the three modes. And the maya that creates this material world. And there is a three modes which is acting us in our mind. So it's not just outside. There are outside influences and more prominently there are inside influences. So this is the energy of the Lord, because illusory energy can cheat everyone all the time. Generally we may be able to cheat everyone for some time, or some people for all the time. But illusory energy can cheat everyone all the time. Because that is Krishna's energy. And that's the purpose. Of course, not pure devotees. So this is amazing. So we can see that the completeness of Krishna. If you think about this, we can see Krishna is complete. Om Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamadachyate. We can see that very clearly. Everything is non-different from Krishna. And Krishna is present everywhere. And he is present everywhere through his energies as well. And everyone is controlled by his illusory energy. So we can see the completeness of Krishna. Since Narasimha Chaturdashi is coming up, immediately I thought about Prahlad Maharaj. How he was perceiving this Advaita Gyan. Right? He was seeing Krishna everywhere. He was seeing Krishna everywhere. It's so amazing. Just a 5-year-old boy, but he was seeing Krishna everywhere, and he saw Krishna even in the pillar. Not only that, he could appreciate the anger of Narasimhadev. Generally, even in our Narasimha place on Narasimha Chaturdashi, when Narasimhadev comes and screams, a few children also screams. We see that all the time, right? Have you seen that? Few people, you know, because Narasimhadev comes, I remember the appearance of Narasimhadev, we can see a havoc in the temple room. Small kids are crying. But here we see a child, just 5 years old, has realized this Advaita Gyan. That is, there is no difference between the Lord's sweet smile and his roaring, his mane full of blood, his wedge-like ears, his eyes are bright like the sun, reddish. So if you think about that Ghora Rupa, it is very fearful. So even Prahlad Maharaj understands it is a Ghora Rupa. He's not seeing the smiling face of Krishna. He says, Ati Bhayanaga Rupasya. Ati Bhayanaga. Bhayanaga means fearful. Ati Bhayanaga means most fearful. Fierce. And he can see that. But still, he's not afraid of it. He says, Naham Bibhemi. I'm not fearful about that. Even though I'm seeing everything, I'm not fearful about that. And that's why he says, Modeda Sadhurabi Vrishchika Satpahatya. He says, now you came to pacify the demigods because they were being harassed by Hiranyakashipu. So you have done your job. The mission is complete. So now please give up your anger. Even though even a saintly person is very jubilant if a scorpion or a snake is killed. So it said, why? They are considered as envious. So even in these prayers we can see snakes, scorpions and envious men are given. So they all fall into the same category. So Prahlad Maharaj says, demigods are pleased because they are saintly. So envious person is killed, so they are peaceful. So Prahlad says, I also don't have any problem. He is killed, that's okay. My father still, I am okay with that. And now give up your anger. Why? Because you came to remove the fear of these demigods, but seeing your angry form, they are still in fear. So now please give up your fear, your fearful form, grow some form. So yes, the Lord hears the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, of course. So this is interesting that Prahlad Maharaj could see the Lord everywhere because he could see him in pillar. And that's why another name of Narasimha Devi is Stambhaputra. Stambhaputra. Stambha means pillar. Putra means son. Son of the pillar. So he accepted pillar as his father in one sense. Of course, he is there everywhere. But he is known as Stambhaputra. So this is interesting aspect. And Srila Prabhupada told after this Juhu pastime, it was a good fight. Because he said, Mr. Nair was killed by Narasimha Dev. Narasimha Dev killed him. So Prabhupada had that mood when it came to fight. You know, you can read the book. You know, that fighting spirit was there. When envious people are killed, the devotees are fine with that. Seeing a deeper understanding. Of course, Hiranyakashipu got the most benefit by his death, you know, by the touch of Narasimha Dev. So that is another viewpoint. So the Lord is Advaita again. Whatever he does, it's always good. It's always good. There is nothing bad about the Supreme Lord. So that is part of the Advaita again. And that's why we can see one remembers the Lord out of envy, out of fear, out of hatred, but the person gets benefited. So this is the nature of the Lord. Tasmat kenapyupayana mana krishna niveshet. That's why kenapyupayana, by whatever means, one has to fix mind on Krishna. And that is actually shown in these verses. Whether it is during the day or during the night, somehow or other fixing our mind on Krishna. And that is the essence of sadhana bhakti. So it may not happen spontaneously for us, but we had to practice. That's why we have morning program. That's why devotees, even at work, they have some photos of Krishna, or they have some wallpaper, or they have the right PDF files with Bhagavad Gita. So when they open, they read a little bit. So I know many devotees who have finished Bhagavatam at work, being paid by the company. Because they said, you know, we have the PDF file, it looks like work file. So when we have time, we read a little bit. And like that, they completed whole Bhagavatam. So the Lord is there for protection all time, and that we can see here. Srila Prabhupada used to hear Krishna book reading from Srutakirti Prabhu. I remember this pastime because Srutakirti Prabhu came here one time and he was telling this pastime. And Prabhupada used to be very happy to hear pastime in which Krishna kills the demons. So Srutakirti Prabhu found that when he reads some pastime where Krishna kills some demons, Prabhupada used to laugh. And Prabhupada used to, you know, fighting all the scene. Prabhupada used to, you know, like that. You know, he used to do and he's just laughing. So Srutakirti Prabhu noticed this for a couple of times. Then he decided, Prabhupada actually likes this fighting pastimes with the demons. So he decided, okay, now onwards I'll select those pastimes and I'll read those pastimes. So he selected this particular pastimes and he started reading. And Prabhupada was very happy, he was enjoying. Then I think he asked Prabhupada, you know, oh no, one day he was just searching, you know, which is the right pastime, okay, this is not the fighting pastime, he was searching. Then Prabhupada said, reading Krishna book is like eating a laddu or a Simply Wonderful, you know, it is like that, a sweet meat. If you bite from any direction, it is still sweet. So Prabhupada said, you can read anywhere from Krishna book. I appreciate, I enjoy that. So this is the position of pure devotees. It's not like selecting. So this is the principle that we need to imbibe ourselves. It's not that we can just focus on a particular section of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam all the time. We have to read through from the beginning till the end. And Prabhupada was very emphatic about it. Initial days, some devotees were artists. They placed all Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes in pretty much even the beginning cantos. It was filled with not just Vrindavan pastimes, but more towards Madhuri Leela, his sweet pastimes with the gopis and so on. And when Prabhupada saw that, Prabhupada was not happy at all. His question was, who made my books like this? Who did this? He wasn't happy about this. He said, I want to show how Krishna controls. In the beginning cantos, he said, I want to show that how Krishna controls. So first understand the greatness of Krishna and then sweetness of Krishna. Even though both are part of his Advaya Gyan. So Prabhupada was very clear about it. And the same principle applies to us when we read Srila Prabhupada's books. Because I remember going to my native place and some people, not ISKCON devotees, they are older people, they are into spiritual books. So you people, you ISKCON devotees, you worship Krishna. So you all focus on the 10th canto? You just read 10th canto? So I said, no, we read the whole Bhagavatam, not just 10th canto. Because their view is like that. When I speak to them, they say, we just read 10th canto. No, because one can see Krishna throughout Bhagavatam. According to our realization. Of course, the ultimate realization we can hear from Sanatan Goswami. Prema Vashyaksharayate. Every syllable of Bhagavatam is showering Krishna Prema. So that is his position. But at least we can connect everything to Krishna. This is Bhagavatam. And we can see how Krishna is present in Bhagavatam. So it is very important for us to see in this way. Prahlad Maharaj makes the same point in his prayers. He says that whatever you see, whatever you experience, everything is Krishna's energies. Everything is your energy. He says, you know, yasmai yato yahi yena cha yasya yasmat. He lists everything. Yasmai yatha yattuta paro aparo va. He says that whatever is causing you to work, wherever you are working, whatever is the inspiration, whatever tools you are doing to work, you name it, everything connected to anything in this material world, everything is nothing but your energy. And in that sense, they are known different from you. In other words, he's talking about just matter and material motivations and material work. He sees them completely connected to Krishna. So he says, look, I am not at all afraid of your fearful form. But I am afraid of one thing. Trastosmiham kripana valsala dukho agra. He says, but I am afraid of one thing. What is he afraid of? He is afraid of material association. So this is very, very instructive for all of us. A conditioned soul's tendency is to go exactly opposite than what is mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad is telling, I am not afraid of your fearful form or blood-soaked manes. But I am afraid of material association and repeated birth and death. I am afraid of that. And a condition being, for us, we think exactly in the opposite way. Because when a point of surrender comes, we feel very afraid. Can I do it? Is it right? Any point of surrender, we can be very hesitant, we can be very afraid. But when it comes to material enjoyment, what happens? It's okay, it's very natural. So this is the difference between a conditioned living entity and a perfect living entity. A perfect living entity is very afraid of material existence and no fear for surrender. But for us, it goes exactly the opposite psychology that we deal with. It's a very good point because this comes straight after. On one side, Prahlad Maharaj says, I am not afraid. On the next verse, he says, I am very afraid. And this is something we have to learn, something we have to imbibe. Because Prabhupada himself told one time that my devotees are not, or my disciples are not taking Maya very seriously. You know, that pastime where Prabhupada was praying and devotee asked Prabhupada, you know, what are you praying? He said, look, I am praying that I don't fall down, please protect me. And then he said, you know, my disciples, they are not so serious about Maya. So we have to be very serious about material enjoyment. This is very critical. And that consciousness to enjoy the matter. And that can happen anywhere and everywhere. Enjoying the matter, that is the strong tendency that we have. So we have to check that and we have to see ourselves those tendencies. And then we can correct. We can have the right attitude. Otherwise, whenever there is enjoying propensity, Maya just floods in. Maya just floods in. We can see all the time this point. Assume the mind is very relaxed. And things are all going smooth. That is the time material desires can easily pop up. If we are going through a little bit of difficulties, we may call upon Krishna, or we may not be so much inclined for material enjoyment. But when things are smooth, things are going good, that is the time a conditioned living entity, we can really think, you know, this is the time for enjoyment. That time we don't think, you know, this is by the mercy of Krishna and this can go any time. So this tendency we have to check. Now moving on from this point, here we can see the protection by the holy names of the Lord. Right? All different names of the Lord are mentioned. And they are all given for our protection. King Kulashekhara in Mukunta Mala Stotra, one nice prayer is there. In the about the holy name, so just I'll say the first part. It is Shatru Chedega Mantram. He start the prayer with Shatru Chedega Mantram. That verse goes by mantram mantram like that. You know, Shatru Chedega Mantram. Sakalam Upanishad Vakya Sampurna Mantram. It goes on like that. Sampujya Mantram. But in this, the first one he says is Shatru Chedega Mantram. That is very apt in this context, that this mantra, he's speaking about Krishna mantra. It is Shatru Chedega Mantram. It can destroy all enemies. And what are those enemies? I have heard this kind of things before, that Sudarshan Chakra can destroy all enemies. As a child, I remember going to Vishnu, one of the Sri Vallabha temple. And one side is Sri Vallabha, and the back side is Sudarshan Chakra. So the deity form of Sudarshan Chakra. And we used to think, you know, Sudarshan Chakra is going to destroy all the enemies. So we used to go and pray, you know, if I have any enemies, if anybody is attacking, just kill them, destroy them. So I used to think, you know, this, this all these prayers are to physically somebody is attacking or somebody is causing harm. So they're going to, the Sudarshan Chakra will go and attack and they'll help us. Later, it took a long time to me to understand, these enemies are actually within us. It's not the outside enemies. All the enemies are actually within us. Then later, okay, after coming to Krishna consciousness, I understood this Shatru Chedega Mantram is not about, you know, the enemy, somebody is going to bomb us or anything like that. But the whole thing is going on within me. So all these verses we can see in this way as well, that so many enemies are present within us, and the solution is chanting Krishna's names. So today I thought I'll speak a little bit about chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which can be very beneficial. So the first point I thought, there are 3 points that I considered about chanting. First is the proper practice of chanting Krishna's names. Because without the right habits, it is very difficult to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra properly. If you read Bhujan Prabhu's Japa book, or if you hear Sachinanda Maharaj's lectures, or if we hear from or read from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's lessons, the many things are focused on how to chant properly, meaning how to have the right habits to chant properly. And what is the right habit? That is to chant attentively and early in the morning as the first priority. The attentive chanting is the essence of chanting, if you see it. In the beginning stages at least. That is, only through that we can go to anything higher. Without attentive chanting, we are hopeless. It's very difficult. Isn't it? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that all the offenses manifest when we have inattentive chanting. So that is like the doorway to all the offenses. So if we want to address all the offenses, if we want to address the offensive chanting, first we had to do is fixing this, that is coming to the point of attentive chanting. And of course, coming to the point of attentive chanting is difficult, but certainly we can sincerely attempt to chant attentively. This in itself is a success. First we say, okay, chant 16 rounds. That is the first success. Somehow or other chanting 16 rounds. But the next level soon we have to come to is attempt to chant attentively. And that takes effort. Certainly that takes effort. For that we had to control the mind. We had to get up early in the morning. And we had to have the right habits. So it is mentioned, tomorrow's chanting starts today. How we prepare our mind and how we allot our time for chanting. We can all see the night, whatever consciousness we have, we carry that consciousness next day morning. Have you noticed that? The intense feeling, the night we have, the morning we have the same consciousness. If you get up, the same thing will come. So that's why it is good to prepare, not just in terms of time, but in terms of our absorption the night before. One can meditate on some verses from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book. And then we can see morning, we have a similar consciousness. Have you noticed if you recite some verses, if you meditate on some verses night before, and especially before sleeping, when you get up, the same thing will come into the mind. It's a good start. If something happened to me that, like that, I'm very happy that day. Because then come to the Mangala Arati, feels really good. Already connected to Krishna. And conversely, if you had some arguments with someone, or if some dirty thoughts are running in the mind, and morning, we carry the same thing. That's why we need Mangala Arati. That's why we need Tulsi Puja. They are all very helpful to chant. Very helpful for chanting. It is preparing our consciousness, helping us to connect to Krishna, and with that consciousness we can try to absorb in the holy name. And the part one is attempting attentive chanting. So we can see many instructions on this regard. Second point is understanding the glories of Krishna's names. It's an unlimited topic actually. Lord Chaitanya told Haridas Thakur this point in Jagannath Puri. When Rupa Goswami recited his verse, famous verse, you know, Tundaya Tandavaniratim Vitunate, he's expressing his desire to have millions of tongues and ears to chant and hear about Krishna. When he heard that verse, Haridas Thakur was in ecstasy. He was jumping and he was dancing. And Lord Chaitanya, he was also in ecstasy. The Lord Chaitanya made a very interesting point that if you want to know the glories of the Lord, we can know only through two mediums, either from the scriptures or from the mouth of devotees. So he was telling, you know, hearing this, he was so happy. So this is the point. So from Bhagavatam, we can hear the glories of the Lord. So in the sixth canto, the same canto, we read this verse, you know, interesting aspects of the holy names, interesting points about the holy name. One point is, there are many means of purification according to Vedic scriptures. There are different ways of purification, and we may also say different levels of purification. But among all different kinds of methods of purification, the topmost is chanting of Krishna's names. That is the topmost. The reason is, Tad Uttama Shloka Gunopalambhagam. Because it is mentioned that some may perform some other ritualistic activities or Vedic sacrifices. We have all done some pujas, this, that. That may purify a little bit here and there in a superfluous fashion. But chanting Krishna's names, it has a speciality. The reason is that will remind one of Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes and paraphernalia. That can happen only if you chant Krishna's names. Only by chanting of Hare Krishna, one can naturally be reminded of all these aspects. So we can see here in this section, we can see repeating different names of the Lord, because that can give us some absorption in other aspects of the Lord, like the form, the qualities, pastimes, etc. Everything starts from Krishna's names. That's why if we chant sincerely Krishna's names, we can get absorbed in Krishna's holy names by the mercy of the holy name. We don't need to really worry about, you know, it's actually flowing. When we hear Krishna's names, one is naturally reminded of Krishna's forms, Krishna's pastimes. So these things can happen. But everything starts from attentive chanting and trying to avoid the offenses, starting from inattention. So this is very, very significant about the holy name. And also in this same section, very wonderful insight is given about the Lord's position and the Lord's thoughts if somebody is chanting Krishna's names. What is Krishna thinking if he chants Krishna's names? So it is mentioned, this is in connection to Ajamal pastime. So it is mentioned, Sarveshamapi Aghavatam Idam Eva Suniskritam Nama Vyaharanam Vishnoho Yatastat Vishayamati. So all the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, everyone gives such an explanation for Yatastat Vishayamati. Yataha means because of all the atonements, chanting Krishna's names is the highest. Why? Because Yatastat Vishayamati. Because the Lord thinks in this way. How he thinks? He thinks because this person has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. This is what the Lord is thinking. If you are chanting Krishna's name, even whatever consciousness, the Lord is thinking in this way. We can see in the section, the holy names are repeated because the Lord becomes very benevolent with this. And it's mentioned, Sridhar Swami mentioned, this person belongs to me. I will always protect him. That this is what Krishna is thinking. This person belongs to me and so I will protect him. So simply chanting Krishna's name, the Lord is very much pleased. And of course, if you want anything more, like to get reminded of form, qualities and pastimes, one has to chant very seriously. Otherwise, it is difficult. If you want to get absorption, one has to sincerely try and pray. Next point is knowing more about Nami. Nami means one who possesses the name. So Nama and Nami. So who is Nami? Nami is Krishna himself. So if you want to improve our chanting, we need to know more about Krishna. So knowing more about the holy name and knowing more about Krishna. So I'll explain a little bit based on the same point of Advaita Gyan. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami makes this point very clearly that everything about Krishna is one and the same as we read now. Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, different forms of even Vrindavan Krishna, everything is same. However, they have to be analyzed and understood separately. Separately in the sense that we need to understand the variety in that oneness. So Rupa Goswami makes this point because when we understand different features of the Lord, then one can become more attracted to Krishna. So he elaborately describes this. And Rupa Srila Prabhupada explains this very beautifully in Nectar Devotion. So Krishna's age is classified. Krishna's qualities are classified. Krishna's pastimes according to his age are classified. And Krishna's different bodily features and his growth, they are all classified. So we can see very scientific, very precise, very fine details about Krishna given. Even though it's all part of Advaita Gyan, everything is same, but that fine varieties are given. So this is very important for us and that is very helpful. Then it is easier for us to think about Krishna. It is the same principle in serving Krishna. There are details in serving the deities. There are details in dressing Radha Vallabha. The puja is who dress, they know the details. There are different color combinations, what has to be there, where. Everything is very detailed. And even every fine details has a pastime associated with that. Whether you consider his Nupur, or if you see the silken cloth, just like a rope which you can see on the turban. Everything has past time. Niryoga Pasham, that is called Niryoga Pasham. The rope which is made of silk, you can see on the turban of Krishna. What is that for? Anyone knows? Silken rope. It's a rope made of silk. Yeah, to tie the cows. Especially while milking. It's used silken cloth to tie them. So it's like that. Everything is associated with pastime. So everything has, all the fine details are very important when they are connected to Krishna. So these are all part of Advaigyan. So Rupa Goswami says, Krishna's qualities are generally classified into three, even though they are all one: bodily, mental and verbal. So Krishna's qualities can be seen in his bodily features, how he speaks, and also what he thinks. Everything is different and they are classified. And his bodily qualities like age, beauty, form and softness of the body, they are also classified. And what happens to them according to the age. And Krishna's age is classified, right? Kaumara, Pauganda, Kaishara and Yavana. So Krishna's age is classified into four. You know, about first 5 years, it is Kaumara, and which is suitable for Vatsalya Lila and very attractive to parents of Krishna and elderly gopas and gopis. Next 5 years, Pauganda Lila, we can see. And that is for his friends. There, Sakhiras is manifested the most. And then, next 5 years, it is for Kaishara Lila, for his conjugal Lila. And then onwards, it is his Yavana. So we can see Krishna's age is classified. And of course, there are even finer details. For example, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says that even though we say that Krishna's Kaumara Lila is for 5 years, it is actually 3 years and 4 months. Because Krishna is growing. Even when he is 3 years and 4 months, it's like as if he has completed 5 years. Then 6 years and 8 months, by then he has completed his Pauganda Lila. And by the age of 10, he has almost completed Kaishara and he is starting his Yavana. So we can see all the scientific details are given about Krishna, even though everything is part of Advaigyan. And there are details about his pastimes. These are all helpful for us to fix our mind on Krishna, to know more about Krishna. Because what we read, what we think, that's our consciousness. So it's preparing our consciousness for this. And then it is mentioned, even different age groups are further classified. Adhyam Madhyam Cha Kaishoram. You know, there is the beginning of Kaishara, there is the middle of Kaishara, and Shesham Cha, then the later part of Kaishara. And Krishna's body changes according to the earlier part of Kaishara, the middle of Kaishara, and later part of Kaishara. So, Rupa Goswami mentioned, you know, Vaijayantim Shikanda, then Nadapravara Veshada, Vamshi Madhurima, Vatra Shobhascha Parichada. He says, okay, as he turns into Kaishara, he has his beautiful Vaijayanti garland, and he has his peacock feather, which is more attractive, and he is just like a dancing actor, and he starts playing on his Vamshi. So, in this way, he explains what happens to Krishna according to different age. So these are all part of Advaigyan because devotees get an opportunity to think about Krishna. So if you know more about Krishna, that is helpful for the mind to absorb. However, everything starts from attentive chanting. So today we spoke starting from different aspects of Krishna, and is Advaigyan. Spoke a little bit about Prahlad Maharaj, then spoke a bit about chanting. So see, is there any questions or any comments or any corrections? Yes, Sivya. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
The question is, daytime when we are engaged in Krishna conscious activity, it is all right. But when we are sleeping, sometimes there can be bad dreams. Yes, what to do about it? Yes. The dreams are coming about our previous material experiences, this lifetime and previous lifetime. So not all impressions are good for us. That's why bad dream comes. Prabhu's solution is read Krishna book before sleeping. So what we can do is we can be absorbed about some aspects of Krishna during that night time before sleeping. That actually helps. Then if you want to completely eradicate, we have to advance in bhakti. So that can take time. So if you want, we are not in a position to control the mind while sleeping. We are not so advanced. But Prabhupada is very advanced. He can control the mind even while he's sleeping. He was telling, while sleeping we can dream about Krishna. That's what he says. We can dream about Krishna while sleeping. And one of the Bhagavad Gita lectures, he tells his pastime, in the dream I was hungry, and in the dream I was seeing, you know, somebody is giving me nice paratha offered to Krishna and I was eating. It's a nice dream. So Prabhupada's dreams about Krishna. Yes. So we may have some dreams about the deities or, you know, some devotional service. So more when we are awake or during the day, the more we are absorbed in Krishna, that reflections we can see during the night. So that is a solution in general. So we can see slowly it is changing. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yeah, so how to see Krishna's mercy in difficult times and somebody is passing away or going through difficulties. Yes, we don't have the vision to see the entire picture, to see Krishna's mercy. That first we had to accept our limitations, because Krishna can see everything. And so he does things which are beneficial for the entire life. For the jiva, for the journey of the jiva, that particular incident is good. So we cannot see that. So first we had to accept our limited position. Second, we are worried because of our mind, or we may doubt, we may question, we may even criticize because of our mind. So we need to see through the eyes of Shastra, or in other words, we need to see through intelligence. We cannot see through our mind, because mind doesn't have the capacity to do that. If we see through intelligence, then we can see. So that's why it's not easy, but it is a point of surrender. Tatenukampam susamekshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam. For others is the one thing, but when it happens to us. So it is meant tatte anukampa. Tatte anukampa. See, this as his anukampa, his mercy. When? Susamakshamanaha, when one is going through difficulties. Samakshamana, bhunjana eva. How we see? Atma kritam vipakam. So a devotee sees that, devotee doesn't blame others. He said, I am going through this because I have done something bad in the past. So it said, atma kritam vipakam. Vipakam means unwanted things. Atma kritam, I have done it. So that is the intelligence. So we need to train our intelligence by hearing, by reading, so that we are reminded. We are very forgetful. Every minute, you know, we have classes every day. We have hearing every day, because just out of the class, you know, we forget, you know, another energy actually comes in. So we have to be reminded again and again. And that is helpful. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other? Yes, Madhuri. Yes. Yes. I think we are reminded all the time, again and again, it's not the nice place. It's not the place to be. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. It's a reality. So, not easy, but something to practice. Yeah. So even when you have small difficulties, apply the same principle. So if there is something bigger, at least we are trained. But even small things, if we don't tolerate, it can become very difficult. Hearing, one is hearing and reading. So we know at least what is there in Shastra. And then when there are some situations, reflect on them. That's how it is. We have to think about it. Somebody, we are going through something, it's not a just an immediate response, but reflect on it. Then we see, okay, something deeper. And pray. And praying. And if we can't find any solution, just pray. Krishna will show, okay, this is it. Yeah.
It's also engaging in others' sorrows. Like, pray for them as you go. That helps us prepare for our own, in our own philosophy. When we engage with others, when we pray for others, we get that strength for ourselves also. That's one way of.
Yeah, it's actually a good point that if somebody is going through difficulties, if we help them. Okay, praying is part of it. But if we help them, then we get a little bit more of a vision. That's actually a good point. We get a bit more of a vision, you know, what's really going on. And then it happens to us, we can see. Actually, sometimes it actually gives us strength, you know, because we are living in a devotee community and we have seen devotees going through problems and we have seen experience and how they remain Krishna conscious. We can, of course, see Bhagavatam examples and Prabhupada's examples we can see, but at least when we see the devotees like us, when they go through difficulties, how they remain Krishna conscious, that is very, it's a big strength for us, actually. So that's the power of association. You know, in association, we can tolerate anything. That's Srila Prabhupada's statement. Even the most difficult thing, one can tolerate in good association. So association is very important. Even the difficulties, association is very, very important. Yes.
First, finding support to the devotees, reaching to them, we actually get realization.
Yes.
Yes. Happened with a few people in this process of meeting their bodies, and this gave me so much realization.
Mm. Yes. Thank you.
I have one question also.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Quickly, can ask. Yeah.
You know, like you took it as literally, like when you're young, that you know, Sudarshan Chakra protect me from my enemy.
Mm.
But there is also the three modes acting on me. They're controlling me, they're taking me away from the Lord. Obviously, I'm not powerful to fight with them or you know, go against it. But I can pray to Sudarshan to keep this.
Yes, definitely. You can pray to Sudarshan Chakra. That's what is happening here. We have a Sudarshan there on the altar, on the right side, bottom. We can see Sudarshan Chakra, Shalagram. So Sudarshan is there. So we can pray to the Lord. We are worshipping Him every day, and we are having His Charanamrita also every day. So we are getting some protection already. So we can pray to Krishna, we can pray to Sudarshan Chakra.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, we had to pray to Krishna. Mameve prapadyanti mayametam tarantite.
Also preparing the mind before night. Because we engage so much intimately at work.
Yes.
Complete absorption. And then to get off it,
Yeah, sometimes if you are driving and coming home, you can listen to a lecture, reading, then the mind actually slowly shifts. It's like chanting. If mind is completely filled with material things and if you start chanting, it takes a few rounds for the mind to become a bit normal. You know, forget about listening or absorption, that's different, but at least mind to become a bit normal takes a few rounds. And then slowly you can understand, okay, slowly you can enter into the chanting. Yeah, it's an effort because mind, we cannot switch like that. We can't. If one is absorbed, it takes time to come to the other side. So we had to train. This is actually, it's a daily experiment that we can perform on ourselves. We can see the result. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.